Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
It is a very good evening to you. It's gone a minute after 7 o'clock. You are listening to Kaya 959 and you are listening to Talk with myself, Sotomayor. And of course, before we get into tonight's show, a very big thank you to Guguletu Mfupi. Today, social media was brought into the spotlight, giving very valuable advice about looking for financial advice on social media, which I know a lot of people do. And you hear all sorts of stories, you see all the good pictures, and you assume that, you know, it's the land of milk and honey. If you missed that show, if you missed all the tips and advice, and you missed anything else here at Kaya 959, simply go to kaya959.co.za and do remember to catch a podcast and all the Kaya rewinds of all the shows that we have right here on Kaya 959.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
Now then, let's get to tonight, what we are talking about this evening. Now, I'm sure you would have seen recently that the Children's Amendment Bill has been, well, it's basically been amended, giving fathers full access to their kids. And what this basically means, you know, a lot of people have been saying that, you know, this is long overdue. Haven't fathers always had access to their kids? So we're just going to unpack what the bill says, what is going on with the bill, what the rights of fathers are now, what the amendment means for those that might find themselves in situations where they don't have access to their kids, maybe having a hard time having access to your kids, or, you know, having a situation where, you know, your kids don't live with you, but you want them to live with you, and you think as a father, you don't have those rights. That's what we're going to be talking about this evening. And of course, we are going to be joined on the line by Belinda Grunbaum, who is a social worker, and she is from FAMSA. And she, of course, is going to be explaining the bill to us and explaining all the other issues that you'd like to discuss around fatherhood, as well as having access to your kids. Now, of course, as usual, the number to dial this evening is 086-000-959. That is 086-000-959. If you'd like to share a story with us, if you'd like to ask some questions, if you'd like to understand anything about the amendment bill, that's the number to dial. Remember, you can always tweet us at Kaya on Air. You can tweet me personally. My Twitter handle is at Sotutu. And of course, I will then, you know, if you want to remain anonymous, you're more than welcome to DM me and I will read out your message. So that is what we're talking about this evening. We are talking about fathers and their rights and access to their kids. And of course, without further ado, a very good evening, Belinda. And thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Hi, Belinda. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. So first of all, let's explain, if you can just explain to us what the Children's Amendment Bill is. You know, what are the new amendments? What does it state?
Okay, well, the new amendments are that unmarried fathers have full rights of access to the children. So they are entitled to the full parental rights and responsibilities over their children. Now, the Act was amended a few years ago to incorporate unmarried fathers and not just married fathers. But the changes that are happening now is that the mothers are not allowed to withhold information from the fathers. For instance, the physical residence where the child may be staying with the mother.
Mm-hmm. And in the past, they could do that without being prosecuted, in other words?
Yes.
Okay.
They were, it was not advisable. Mm. And if the matter went to court, then the mother would be recommended to give that information to the father.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been withheld in various cases in the past.
Okay, so what does it mean now? So if somebody withholds that information, what does it mean now versus a couple of weeks ago? Does it mean that the mother could lose custody of the child? Does it mean that it goes to court? Can somebody get arrested? What does it actually mean?
It doesn't mean that the mother will lose custody of the child. It mm-hmm. basically means that there is legal consequences.
Okay.
So they can actually be arrested because they are in contempt of court.
Okay.
Or contempt of the law. Yeah.
So is that the one major amendment that's come through, or what else is there?
So the other amendments are that unmarried fathers have to meet certain conditions when it comes to gaining the rights and the responsibilities over the children.
Mm-hmm.
So that would mean that at the time of birth, they were living in a life partnership with the mother, that they consent to be identified as the father.
Mm-hmm.
Included with this is that they pay damages according to customary law.
Okay.
And that they also contribute or have attempted to contribute to the upbringing of the child,
mm-hmm.
or attempted to pay maintenance.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting that you actually say pay damage according to customary law. So does this mean now that if a father wants to, if you want to put certain rights forth in terms of your child, or you go to the court and you say that, I haven't had access to my child in a while, you should have paid damages in order for you to start those steps?
Yes. So previously that was one of the conditions that had to be met.
Okay.
But now with the amendments, it's not necessarily a condition that has to be met.
Ah, it's not a condition anymore.
Mm-mm.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, if you're just joining us, it is 7 minutes after seven. You are listening to Kaya 959 and you're listening to Talk With Myself, Sotomayor. We are together until 8 o'clock, and today we're talking about the Children's Amendment Bill, which basically gives fathers, more importantly, giving unmarried fathers full access to their kids. And of course, this is based on the amendments that were made a couple of weeks ago. We've had a similar topic a couple of, I think about 6 weeks ago or so, we had a similar topic, but I suppose we are revisiting the topic based on the amendments that have been brought forward. And this evening, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about having access to your children when you are no longer with your partner or your previous partner. And you're more than welcome to give us a call if you'd like to ask any questions. If you've got questions, if maybe you don't have access to your kids, if you want to share a story, if you are looking for a bit of advice. We are talking to social worker Belinda, who is from FAMHSA, and she's the person that's basically just going to be guiding us through the conversation. So if you have any questions at all, you're more than welcome to give us a call on 086-000-00959. That is 086-000-00959. Remember, you can also tweet us at Kaya On Air. You can tweet me personally at Sututu if you'd like to send me a DM. And I say this every evening, and I feel like we have to emphasize it each and every single evening, that you don't necessarily have to tell us who you are. That is not important at all. You're more than welcome to remain anonymous when you are looking for some sort of advice. If you're looking for advice, if you're looking for a listening ear, if you're just trying to figure out, how does it work, trying to get access to your kids. Now, Belinda, when parents are separated, right, what do you normally see as one of the major problems when it comes to access to children? Is it mostly that, because I know you get a lot of times where women will say that, if he doesn't pay maintenance, then he cannot have access to the child if he doesn't help me financially. How does that work? If a father is not paying maintenance, legally, do they still have rights to their child? In other words, to have access to their child?
So in the Children's Act, it states the parental rights and responsibilities with regard to children. And paying maintenance is obviously a responsibility that the father has to keep to in order to gain the right of being able to see the child. So it is expected of fathers to be prepared to pay maintenance, but obviously, in the climate that we live in now, some fathers are unemployed. They do not have the means to be able to contribute always to the maintenance of the child.
Mm-hmm.
But this amendment gives them the ability to be able to see the child without necessarily having to pay maintenance.
Mm. And this is somebody has already demonstrated that they are just financially not in a position to pay maintenance.
Yes. So obviously that will be, looked to in the process of mediation or in the court process to determine that the person really is not able to contribute. But it is expected of parents to do so. It is the responsibility towards their child.
Okay. Well, if you're just joining us, the number to dial is 086-000-00959. We're talking about the Children's Amendment Bill giving access to unmarried fathers access to their children. The number to dial this evening is 086-000-00959. We've got Anonymous giving us a call. Anonymous, good evening, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good, thanks. And you, Anonymous?
I'm not too bad.
Mm.
Actually, two of those situations. I was married before, and we divorced, me and the wife.
Yes.
But now it is difficult for me to prove that the ex-wife is refusing rights for me, because when I want to see the child, the mother would say, no, it's fine by me. Talk to the child. And then when I ask the child, I'm going to come and pick you up tomorrow, we're going for lunch or something, then the child would always have excuses.
Okay.
And you could see that this was spoon-fed from the mother, and I do not have proof to take it further and say, this is what is happening, I can't have access to my child because of this.
And how old is your child, Anonymous?
She's 12.
She's 12, okay.
And then the second one, I got married again, but now things are not going well in that marriage as well. So now the mother is always at work, because I've been taking care of my three-year-old from birth. I've been doing everything, even taking her to kindergarten, doing all of those things. I do everything on my own because she's not there. She's at work most of the night. So at night, I'm with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And in the morning, I have to take her to the crash. But now, if things do not go well in the current marriage, I want to fight for full custody of the kid. Because
mm-hmm.
I feel that she won't get that parental love.
That you are more involved, in other words?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's find out from Belinda. Belinda, two situations. So let's start with the second one. If Anonymous says that he wants to have full custody of his child in the current marriage, how common is it? Does it actually happen? Can a father get full custody of the child, especially because he says that he's the more available parent between the two of them? And how does he start going about that process?
So it's possible for the father to pull. Oh,
I don't know what's happening with the line. Can you start again, Belinda, please?
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. I said it is possible for the father to get full custody of the child. It's all dependent on the relationship of the child with each parent,
mm-hmm.
as well as, you know, whichever parent is able to better provide for the child, provide a more conducive environment for the child to grow up and develop in. So all of these things play a role in determining whether the father would stand a chance. But if the father has been active in the child's life and has, you know, been involved basically from birth,
is the primary caregiver in the situation?
Yes. Then I would say that they definitely do stand a good chance of gaining full custody.
Mm-hmm. And what is the first step? Does he find a lawyer? Does he go to a children's court?
So in order to get custody of the child, he would have to go to the High Court.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, you would have to get legal representation.
Mm-hmm.
The other option is to go to the children's court and apply for care of the child.
Okay.
But that the children's court is still focused on the split parental rights and responsibilities. So both the biological mother and the biological father play a role,
mm-hmm.
whereas the High Court is the one where you would be granted the full custody in respect of a child.
Okay. And his second situation, he says he's got a 12-year-old that he doesn't have full access to, and he feels as if, you know, it's very difficult to get access to his daughter. How does it go about in that situation?
In that situation, I think it would be best to go for mediation so that somebody can, you know, a third party can intervene and can determine the child's feelings about the matter without the influence or the mother being around.
Mm-hmm.
But then also just somebody who can step in between the mother and the father to come to some sort of a mutual agreement, and to also make the mother understand that the father is entitled to see the child,
mm-hmm.
and that she is actually, you know, in essence breaking the law by withholding contact.
Okay.
Even though she may not be doing it, you know, deliberately or outwardly, but it may be subtle you know, in terms of her influence on the child.
Mm. So in that situation, does he still go to the children's court to get a mediator?
He can go to the children's court, in which case he would be referred to the family advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Or he can also approach a attorney or a social worker that specializes in mediation that would be able to assist in the process.
Okay. All right. Anonymous, are you happy with the response?
I'm happy. I'll listen and then I'll take her details at the end of the show.
All right, great stuff. We'll give out her details at the end of the show. Belinda, hope you don't mind. Can we give out your details at the end of the show?
Problem. You can also give me
FAMSA
center number.
Yes. We'll give out the center number. Okay, so let's carry on taking more calls. If you are just joining us, 17 minutes after 7, you're listening to Kaya 959. And today we're talking about the Children's Amendment Bill, which basically gives rights to unmarried fathers full access to their kids. And we're basically talking about child custody and, you know, how to go about that. We've got another anonymous caller giving us a shout. Good evening, Anonymous, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I have a similar problem. Like, me and my baby mama, we broke up 2 years ago. So after the breakup, I don't have like an access to see a child.
Okay.
Yeah, and then beside that, I'm still living at my mom's place, at my home.
Yeah.
And I'm the only person who's working here. It's me and my little sister. So I'm like, I've already approached a social worker.
Mm-hmm.
And she drafted parent planning.
Yes.
And then, after then we agreed, and then we were supposed to sign.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, then we agreed at whatever what was written there.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is, I only saw my son once this year.
Sure.
And and like when it comes to maintenance, I told her that I prefer to buy everything and pay everything, including the school fees,
mm-hmm.
The medical aid.
Give money, but pay for everything.
Yeah, pay for everything. So she persisted to give me her, among the banking details of the crash.
Mm-hmm.
And she lied about the school fees also.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of I to buy like groceries, she wants me to send her money.
Okay.
So I told her that I prefer to buy groceries.
Mm.
She gave me the list. She doesn't want to do that. You see. So she's punishing me for not sending her money. She doesn't give me access to see the kid.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't answer my call. I cannot talk with my son on the phone.
In the meantime, Anonymous, have you done those things? Have you started paying for school fees? Have you started buying groceries? Have you done things for him?
Already I'm sending him money each and every month. I do that.
Mm.
But I do tell her that I don't want to do that. I want to buy clothes on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because okay. I want to balance my bills and everything. Because sometimes I get money later or during the month.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go and make a credit.
Okay, let's find out. Belinda, in this situation, how does he work the situation where, I mean, he's only seen his son once this year? And he says he's already been to the children's court. They signed, they got that done, but still, he doesn't have access to his child.
So the parenting plan was made in order of the court.
Let's find out. So, Anonymous, you've got the parenting plan in order, right?
Yes.
So you've done that. Okay. So he's done that.
Okay. Well, in which case, he would need to go back to the court and explain to the court that the mother is in contempt of court because she's not abiding by what he states in the parenting plan.
Oh, Shabbat, the line again is starting again. So you're basically saying that then he needs to go back to the court?
He needs to go back to the court and explain the situation because the mother is basically in contempt of court by not complying with what is stated in the parenting plan.
Mm-hmm. And when he goes back to court, what is likely to be the outcome? So what does the court do in this situation? The parenting plan is done, everything's been signed, and still no access. So what is the next step? What does the court do when he approaches them?
Well, Well, there will be legal consequences for the mother because she is not complying with what is stated in the parenting plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he needs to go. He needs to go back to court. Anonymous, you need to go back to court.
Okay. What about this? Like, on our agreement, I agreed to that I'll be able to afford a certain amount.
Mm.
So sometimes I don't reach that amount.
But you know, my understanding, but we'll ask Belinda, my understanding, what Belinda was saying, Anonymous, that, you know, it's not so much about the money, you know, it's about the willingness to be a father. But let's just also find out from Belinda. So he says it's not always that he's able to make that amount that he agreed on, the stipulated amount. He can't always afford it.
Look, I think whatever he is able to afford to pay, he must pay towards the maintenance of the children.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, it is more about the bond that the father has with the child and the relationship that, you know, we encourage to be established.
Mm.
So the emphasis should be placed more on that, the relationship with the child.
Mm. So even if he goes to court, that is not going to count against him. You know, the fact that, because I think I get the sense, but we'll ask him, but I get the sense that Anonymous is scared to go back to court because they'll say that, you know, we've asked you to pay 500 Rand. Sometimes you pay 300 Rand.
Mm-hmm.
Will that count
again? At the end of the day, he would need to explain the situation, and if he has reasonable reasons to justify that, then, you know, there needs to be understanding, especially in the current
climate
that we are living in. Yeah.
Okay, Anonymous, yeah. So maybe go to court and go and explain as well why you're not always able to meet the amount that you have agreed on. But definitely you need to go to court. I mean, it's already like June, and you said you've only seen your child once.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Anonymous, for joining us. If you're just joining us, 23 minutes after 7, you are listening to Kaya 959. You're listening to Talk with myself, Sotomayor. And of course, this evening, we're talking about the Children's Amendment Bill, and that gives unmarried fathers full access to their children. And if you'd like to give us a call, the number to dial is 086-00-00959. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're still taking more of your calls right here on Kaya 959.
Kaya Talk, Monday to Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m.
It is 25 minutes after 7. You're listening to Kaya 959. Joining us on the line, we've got a social worker, Belinda, who is from FAMSA, and we're talking about the Children's Amendment Bill that basically gives fathers and unmarried fathers full access to their kids. We're taking your calls if you're looking for some sort of advice around this issue, and the number to dial is 086-00-00959. We've got Anonymous, another Anonymous caller. Thank you for joining us, Anonymous. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Angie. Anonymous?
I'm good, thank you.
Mm.
So I wanted to find out, my baby's father and I, my child is 4. We've been to court and he has not paid maintenance since the child was one.
Mm.
And I actually wanted to apply for custody for my son. You know, I just wanted to make sure that my assets are protected. Should anything happen to me, that he doesn't take custody of my son from my family. So he hasn't been in the picture since the child was like 4 months.
Mm. And how old is the child now?
He stopped paying when the child was one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to court. He paid for a little bit, like 2 months, and then he stopped.
Okay, and how old is the child now?
He's 4.
He's 4 years old. So your question is, how do you get full custody and basically what, like terminate parental rights or?
I don't know if it's me apply, because I did realize that he does not have he doesn't have custody. He just has guardianship.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether if I go to apply for the because I already have the full custody because my son stays with me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if do I go to apply to terminate his parental rights, or do I just apply for, because I don't want to be I don't want to block him should he decide to come see his child later, but I also don't want a burden between my family and him should anything happen to me.
I understand what you say.
Assets that I need to protect, and I don't know whether should anything happen to me. I mean, he will have rights because my son is the only he's the beneficiary, and somehow he'll benefit from the child's assets.
Okay, Belinda, sure. How does that work? That's a difficult one. So she wants to protect her assets in the event that something happens to her, and also protect the child from having to go now live with somebody that the child does not know should something happen to her.
I think that, you know, court will look at again, you know, does the father have a bond with the child? Does the father have a relationship with the child? Has there been any kind of effort made or interaction between the father and the child. And from what the caller is saying, it doesn't sound like there's been that interaction. So there hasn't been maintenance paid. There hasn't been that relationship that's been established.
Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, is there anything she can do to, you know, to ensure that while she's alive, that is that even possible?
It's a tricky one. If she goes to the children's court and terminates the parental rights and responsibilities, she would have to have a very strong motivation in which to do that.
Okay. And somebody being unavailable for 3 years is not strong motivation?
No, it could be. And I think the court will definitely consider her case and decide at the end of the day what's in the best interest of the child, because the children's court always looks at the best interest of the child. That is of paramount importance.
Okay.
So it focuses more on what the child's rights are than the parent's rights necessarily.
Okay. All right. Anonymous, your case.
I just wanted to clarify, so in my case, do I go and apply for full custody because I think I already have full custody, or do I terminate his parental rights?
Belinda?
In terms of the children's court, you wouldn't have full custody because it would be your co-holders of parental rights and responsibilities, both yourself and the father of the child.
So at the moment, she doesn't have full custody?
No, you would need to go and apply for full custody at the High Court or apply for care of the child at the children's court.
Okay, so the first step would be for her to apply for full custody?
Yes.
Okay. So
do I go directly to the High Court or do I go to the children's court first?
Well, she says if you go to the High Court, you are applying for full custody. If you are going to children's court, you are applying for care of the kid. Am I correct, Belinda?
Yes, that's correct. So the High Court deals with custody matters. The children's court doesn't deal with custody matters.
Mm-hmm.
They divide into different sections. So it's care and custody.
Oh, the line. Let me just. I'm just going to put Belinda back to our producer. But Anonymous, you got that. And for full custody, you go into High Court.
Yes, I did get that. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us. If you're just joining us, it is just a minute after 7:30. You are, of course, listening to Kaya 959, and you are listening to Talk With Myself, Sotomayor. We are in conversation with Belinda, who is a social worker at FAMHSA, and today we're talking about fathers getting full access to their children in terms of the new Children's Amendment Bill. And, of course, we've got Belinda back on the line. Let's take another caller. Anonymous, good evening, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Sotomayor. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good, thank you. Sotomayor, just want to remain anonymous.
No? No, that's fine.
I have two kids, one in primary and one in tertiary now.
Mm.
Okay, the first time I had a problem with my ex, he was willing to pay only R1,000.
Mm.
And then when I told him that, you know what, this R1,000 is not even, I can't even pay one of the school fees. And he said that's what he can afford only.
Mm-hmm.
And he even told me that even if I can go to the court, to the child's court, maintenance court, I won't even get more than that because he's got a house and a wife and kids again. So there's no way he's going to pay more than that.
Okay, that's what he said.
That's what he said to me. I was like, you know what, because I'm a busy woman always at work. I don't have time to go to maintenance court because you can hear people go there for hours, sit there for hours. I don't have that time.
Mm.
I decided to, you know what, let him be the person he is, because this, I tend to disagree with the other caller who called in. He said he won't give money to the ex-girlfriend.
Mm.
He wants to buy groceries, which is very unfair.
Okay.
And then I said to him, okay, fine, let it be. That's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't go to the maintenance court. He continued to pay that R1,000. My kids are all grown up now, which I am very happy with that, because sometimes these men are so impossible.
Mm.
But to find peace and to let your kids be involved with their fathers, rather let it be for your peace sake. Let them be involved, whether they're supporting them financially, let them be there for, emotionally for their kids, because they need to know who their fathers are. They need to bond with them, regardless of the money. Yes.
Okay.
So my kids are all grown up now, which I am very happy with it. He still contributes the R1,000.
Mm.
Even now, you know, I don't even complain anymore. Because if you can maintain your kids, why go all out this stress and stress yourself all throughout?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
Rather keep your kids happy.
Yeah.
And yourself happy.
That's true. But I suppose that works when you are in the position to financially take care of your kids, you know. But sometimes if you need that help, which there's a lot of parents out there who need the money, they need the financial assistance as well. But I hear you, Anonymous. Thank you so much for your contribution.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm still taking your calls on 086-000-959. Another anonymous caller. Good evening and thank you so much for joining us.
How are you, ma'am?
Good, thanks, and you?
I'm fine. You see the lady who just spoke now. She answered everything to me.
Okay.
But in this situation, this time it's not the man, it's a lady. I was involved with her. She gave the baby to me. Now she's back after 12 years. She wants the kids back, she wants the child back. And now I'm going to leave the child after 12 years, after 18 years. She'll go and visit the mother after 18 years. Because now if I'm going to give a child to him now, she's going to the child as a report.
So you are living with your child, right? And your child is 12 now?
12 years old.
And the child hasn't seen the mother in 12 years?
Since.
Okay, and you are saying that there's no way that you're going to let her have access to the child now?
I won't. Reason being, what if she takes a child and go away with the child? So the lady that she spoke now, she answered everything to me. I am cities now.
Okay. But we'll throw that. Let's just throw it out to Belinda just for a second, Anonymous, just to find out, because, you know, there is a new amendment that, you know, parents have access to their kids. So, Belinda, in this case, if what happens, just to protect Anonymous, so should the mother come back and go to court and say that I want access to my child 12 years later, and remember she hasn't seen this child in 12 years, what can Anonymous do to protect himself against that?
I don't think there is really any way that he would be able to protect himself against that. But the court will definitely, you know, consider the merits of the case, and the magistrate will decide whether it would be in the best interest of the child to now have a relationship with the mother, although the mother hasn't been involved in their life for 12 years. Or they would decide that, you know, maybe it's not in the best interest of the child.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anonymous, but thank you so much for giving us a call and your contribution.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Still taking more of your calls. We've got Alvi giving us a call. Good evening and thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening. I'm Alvi from Southern Cape. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I often listen clearly here. It seems like the fathers are suffering the same suffering, because I'll be the third or the fourth saying the same story. Me and my wife, we never divorced in 2012. We just got separated due to her problems. Then after I had to leave the Eastern Cape to Joburg, when I was in Joburg for 2 years, I couldn't see my children, but I was supporting them. Then on the third year, when I was to come down in January to see my kids, he took my kids and went to stay with another man in Cape Town. It took me another 3 years to put my face on my kids. The young one, when he left, was about one, and the one was about six. And now what happens now, I must be honest, around about, no, in 2018, I did meet my kids, and we did have a contact. But my problem with me now, my wife, she's fighting with me. She's now trying to make me, by all means, a bad person to the kids. Number one, she doesn't want me to buy anything for the kids. I used to buy my kids' uniform every year in January. They would go to school under any circumstances in uniform. But now I have to pay money. She's untruthful to me about monies. There are claims that she claims and they send money, and I find out that I'm getting them. Like this year, she said, I had 3 books that she told me to buy. I sent them the books, but when you cancel again with the third one, she couldn't know it, remember it anymore. Okay. I pay the fees. I pay the fees for the kid to go to school every month. Moreover, I do pay money more so that they can maintain themselves. Okay, I'm not doing enough. I'd never been to the maintenance court to pay for my kids, but at least one third of my salary, which is plus minus $1,000 or $1,002,
goes to
my
kids
a month.
So, Avi, what are you looking for? Are you looking for access to the kids? Are you looking for a way to find access to your kids? Okay, Alvi, we're gonna send you back to our producer because the line was quite bad anyway, and he'll try to get you on another line. Let's take one more caller before we go to break. Let's take Anonymous. Good evening, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
I'm all good. Very interesting and informative topic that
thank you
have tonight.
Thank you.
I've got a situation here. Legally, I'm married with the mother of my kid.
Mm.
And then we had the kid, obviously, in marriage. And then we've had our fallout. She decided to leave the house.
Mm.
Now, with COVID, I'm in the entertainment industry. It hit us hard. So I've been the breadwinner for the longest of time, three years straight being the breadwinner. Now, the kid, our kid, we took our kid to her mother because they're retired.
Mm.
My parents, my mother is working, my father is sick.
Mm.
So my child has been with her mother.
Yeah.
But now that we've had the fallout, she's using the child to punish me to an extent where now she's demanding maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been to court. The divorce hasn't been filed.
Mm.
We're just living in separate places. I went back home. Now, I've been taking out maintenance, but then now she doesn't allow me to see the kid. She's telling me that she doesn't feel that the kid will be safe with me and all of those type of things. So now I'm stuck not knowing what to do.
And how long, when was the last time you saw your child?
The last time I saw my child was basically beginning of the year.
Okay.
6 months now.
Okay, let's find out. Belinda, in this situation, what does Anonymous do?
Well, it would be recommended that he would to go and apply for contact to be able to see the child so that there is a court order that's put in place that would allow him to do so.
Mm-hmm.
It's also recommended that a parenting plan be compiled.
Okay.
So that combines it's basically a co-parenting tool that assists the parent to look after the child. And in that document states everything with regard to the well-being of the child.
Okay, so he needs to go to a children's court?
Yes, he will need to go to the children's court to apply for contact. Unless if his ex-wife is willing, then he could approach a mediator as well.
Okay. Anonymous, you got that, Annie? You need to apply for contact at the children's court.
Yeah, I got that. Just last one more question.
Mm-hmm.
My kid is in Northwest. I'm in Gauteng.
Mm.
So would I need to then go to Northwest or can I do it this side?
Belinda?
It would normally be done from the jurisdiction where the child is residing. So you would need to go to the Northwest court.
Okay. All right. You got that?
Yeah, I got that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Alvi and Dumi, we see your calls. We're going to chat to you in a bit. Still talking about fathers having access to their children.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
It is almost 2:15, 15 minutes left of the show. Coming up in the next 15 minutes is Sumitra Naidu. And of course, you are talking demerit system, Sumitra.
Yes, that's right. Hi, Suju.
Hi.
Yeah. So the system comes into play next month on the 1st of July. But do we know how it works? I mean, we're hearing lots of, you know, rumors about it and you know, the fact that you can lose your license. Apparently, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to unpack that and just find out what exactly this is going to mean for us. How does this point system work?
Mm-hmm.
When do you actually get to that stage where you could lose your license? And how do we prepare? We have a month to go. And especially we're looking at small businesses and big companies that have fleets. How does that affect their drivers that are driving the vehicles on a daily basis? And, you know, what that would mean for them. We're also going to be talking to our resident career coach, Vumile Msweli, and we're talking about the things that you shouldn't be saying at work.
Okay.
What you should and what you shouldn't say, but we're particularly looking at
what you should
not be saying. And then in our money lessons feature, we're going to be talking to Tabsi.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, she came from an investment background.
Wow.
She wow. is actually a banker, and now she's, of course, this famous musician and songwriter as well. Our businesswoman on the move is Ntombi Mngwani, and she is amazing. She's really spearheading women in technology and leadership as well. So I'm looking forward to that conversation as well.
Okay, so that's coming up in the next 15 minutes right here on Kaya 959. We're going to go back to that conversation. I see we're losing quite a few callers because everybody's just feeling jitters waiting on the line. We're going to ask our producer, Ernest, to try and get everybody back. Do me. I saw you were holding on for quite a while. Ernest will try to get you back. Alvi, we were checked into you a little earlier on and you were talking about, so I was asking you, what are you trying, Alvi? Are you trying to get access to your children?
Yes, ma'am. All my questions are merely answered now. The only thing I would like to know is that this system of going to this to apply for this agreement, that is it once, because I'm like also in another province, then I'll have to try to
it will have to be at the province hours. Where your child is. Yeah.
Yes, I'm not in that province. So if possible, I want to make appointment before time, because if I go, I'll have to come back the same day.
Yeah, you would have to call them and ask the children's court in that province.
Oh yes.
All right. Thank you.
And my second question. The very same assistance, if I can pop it maybe in any FAMSA that is around, because there is one closer to us, I can get fed off this information.
Yes. Actually, we're going to give out the numbers for FAMSA at the end of the conversation, Alvi. But yes, you can. You can get a FAMSA and they can give you some advice.
Belinda, you are so wonderful. Thank you for this day. This is one of my salvation days. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. It's sort of, but you know, via Belinda. But thank you. Let's go to Dumi. Dumi, thanks for calling us. And thank you for holding.
No stress. How are you guys?
Good, thanks, and you?
Good. Well, with me, it's not necessarily questions, but just something that I went through or that I'm going through. It's not difficult per se. For me, it's an achievement. I've been staying with my daughter, I think she was 6 months old. The mother is around, at the moment, she's about 11 years old. She's in grade 5. The mother is around. I allow my daughter to visit the mother, but she doesn't even know where the child attends school. You see? So for me, I don't know whether it's a matter of financial or what, my first sense of information is, irrespective of what partners are going through, allow the other partner to get access to the child, irrespective, because it's quite difficult growing up with a single parent. Like, it affects you. I grew up in that particular situation. It affects you. As a parent, you won't understand. But allow the child to get access. You never know what will happen in 5 years' time. Maybe that person might come around or turn around, change their mind. But do what's possible for you.
Okay.
Irrespective of what happens. Irrespective.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Anonymous, for giving us a call and, you know, also
it's
sharing.
Dumi.
Oh, sorry, man. Dumi. There's so many anonymous callers. But thank you, Dumi. thank you for sharing that story with us. Yes. Thank you. Let's take our final caller, Anonymous. Unless somebody else wants to call in. Anonymous, thank you so much for joining us and good evening.
Okay, I've got a question here. Hopefully you can be able to assist me. I'm calling on behalf of my brother, actually. He's been denied child since he was born, since the child was born. So now we try to go to the court and ask if we can get full access to the child. But now the problem that we have is that they used to stay somewhere in the north. They moved and they never said where they were moving to.
When you say north, do you mean of the city or you mean province? They used to say
Of the city.
Okay.
Yeah. So now when they moved, they never wanted to tell us where they were moving to. We don't have the address. We don't know where they stay. And when we try to call the mother of the child, she doesn't pick up the phone calls. We've been trying to send emails, calling. We don't have any access to both of them, actually. So when we try to ask the family members that we know, they don't want to tell us where they stay. So we went to the court. So unfortunately, the court told us that they cannot assist us because we do not have the address.
Sure.
So I was wondering, maybe is there any other ways that we can try to find them? Maybe.
Have you tried a private investigator before we go to Belinda?
Pardon?
Have you tried a private investigator?
No, we haven't.
Okay. Let's hear from Belinda. Belinda, what happens in this situation where you don't even know where the person is?
Yeah, unfortunately, that is a common occurrence these days where the mother is withholding the address of the, you know, where they are staying. And, you know, the courts, in order to assist logistically, they would need that information. So it does make it very difficult for a lot of the people involved. But that is where this new amendment is coming in as well, where it's saying that it's actually a criminal offence for the biological mother to be withholding that information. That information should be shared with the biological father.
Okay. So, I mean, because they don't know where they live and she's not answering her phone, would you advise that maybe they need to get a private investigator? Because it's very difficult to get somebody into court if you can't even find them, I would imagine.
It is very difficult. And unfortunately, in order for them to subpoena them to court, they would need
an address.
Yeah, or a contact number.
Mm-hmm. So they would have to get maybe the services of a private investigator.
Yeah, I would suggest that, unless if they know where the child is schooling or any of those, you know, kind of identifying details, that would also be able to assist them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But a private investigator would definitely
be able to help. Yeah, Anonymous, do you know where the child goes to school? Is the child still quite young?
No, we don't know where the child attends the daycare. We only have the mother's telephone number, so that's the only thing we have, the telephone number and the email address.
And if she's not responding, obviously?
No, she's not responding to either of them.
Yeah, so, I mean, my personal view, Anonymous, that maybe you'd have to get a private investigation in order to get hold of her. Because otherwise, you know, I don't know. If I mean, you said that you've gone to court already and they say that you need to know where this person stays.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm sorry about that. Sure, that's a very difficult situation. Very okay. difficult situation. But thank you so much for calling us, Anonymous, and thank you for sharing your story with us.
Okay, thank you so much for the show, Susan.
Thank you very much. Well, if you're just joining us, literally only 7 minutes left of the show, and this evening we were talking about the Children's Amendment Bill that gives fathers, especially unmarried fathers, full access to their kids. And we've had a lot of callers, you know, people talking about the fact that, you know, they don't have the access to the children that they would like. And joining us on the line, we are chatting to Belinda, who is a social worker, and she's just guiding us through the conversation and, of course, just giving some advice for a lot of parents that maybe don't know where to turn in terms of trying to get access to their kids. Belinda, as we wrap up the conversation, I mean, we've heard so many stories from all sorts of different people. But I think on the flip side, we've looked at fathers and fathers getting access to their children, but we also haven't looked at the fact that, you know, there's a lot of mothers as well who might be on the flip side of the coin, where they're not the ones that have primary custody of their children. Does this apply to them as well? So is this like a general rule now for everyone?
Yes, it would definitely apply to both the biological mother and the biological father.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great stuff. And then, of course, I'm going to ask you to share your details. I think we've got one more caller, but before we get to that caller, can you share your details for FAMSA or the hotline or the toll-free number that people can get hold of FAMSA?
Yes, with pleasure. The office number is 011-788-4784.
Okay, can you share that again?
011-788-4784.
Great stuff. Let's take one more anonymous caller before we call it a night. Anonymous, good evening, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. So I have a bit of a situation whereby I raised my daughter since she was 6 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, when she was almost 3 years old, I'll refer to her as my baby mother for now, decided to take her back home to the Northern Cape because I got married to someone else. And that was in 2018. Ever since then, she doesn't allow me any access to my daughter.
And how old is your daughter now?
She's almost 5 years old.
5 years old, and she's living in a completely different province.
Completely different province, no access to her, no phone. Now, I can't call anyone, her grandmother, her mother, her brothers, no one at all. Mm. Even my siblings don't even have access to her anymore.
Sure. Okay. Belinda, what do you do in this situation?
Again, I think it's very difficult when the parent is not even taking any telephone calls and, you know, they're withholding that contact completely. But there is legal consequences for that, and it is a criminal offence for them to do so. So they would need to take it further in terms of the legal route.
So does he go to the children's court, or where does he go?
Yes, he can go to the children's court, but he would need to have the address and the details of the mother, which obviously he doesn't have. But he could maybe, you know, find a way to approach a attorney or somebody that would be able to assist legally mm-hmm. in order to get that information from the mother.
Okay. All right. So, Anonymous, if you've got the address, you need to go to the children's court.
I don't know the address physically, but I know where it is. So I know where she stays.
Yeah. But as long as you've got that, that's fine. So then you can go to the children's court.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Squeezing in one last caller, another anonymous caller. Good evening. We've literally got 2 minutes. Good, thank you.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Mm.
The reason why I'm calling is I've heard this conversation, and thank you for Belinda with her advice as well. However, my problem is that, you know, we as fathers are struggling to get hold of our kids and to see our kids. I mean, I'm just referring to the caller that has made a correction in terms of how difficult it is for him to get hold of his kid by the recommendation was we have to appoint a PI.
Mm.
There's a cost implication with regards to
yeah, that's
particular.
True.
Mm. Now, the point that I'm trying to make is at the end of the day is the court, and I had this personal experience, the court at the end of the day is only make a reference with regards to the mom being the so-called legal guardian of this particular child.
Mm.
They don't, and anything the parent, as the father says or does, doesn't get recognized by the courts. You know what I'm saying? Now, in most cases, it's the court, it's the father that needs to run like a, I mean, that has to run around looking for his child or children, and the mother just gets scot-free with regards to, the courts just give them the benefit of the doubt with regards to what they're saying.
Yeah. Anonymous, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time, but I think what you're saying is true, and I think that's why there's this new amendment now, so that the mothers can be held responsible, and that's why now there's recourse, you know, I think, for fathers, and that's what the new amendment is about, you know, just to give recourse to fathers who are having a hard time getting hold of their kids.
I will make reference of this amendment bill, and I will definitely make it my duty with regards to
thank you. Thank you very much, Anonymous. Belinda, thank you so much for staying with us and for giving out your details. And thank you for all the advice that you've given throughout the evening.
That's a pleasure. It's been lovely being with you this evening.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good night.
Good night.
And that's it from us. Back tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on Kaya 959. From Miso Tomea, it is good night.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.